Speech of July 2007 about Lanoue, Christian Anders. I refer to his book Der Sinn des Lebens Nirvana. It honors someone indeed if he wants to unify all religions and sciences, but for this purpose the appropriate basis is required, and this Lanoue has not. His target Nirvana is death, and it is way below the equivalent unification with L, which is the real target. Here the creatures are equal and in the highest state L can offer below their self. L revealed to me the fact that he never dies and creates their self again, contrary to Lanoue's statement and the sentences below. Why should he die? Why should he erase this memory by destroying everything? Why should he, who is infinite, be able to be instructed from a finite being such as Lanoue or the Buddha? Lanoue's book is voluminous and has its length, because the central statements, like Nirvana as target, are often repeated. L is not only there and has no desire, but enjoys this life, which consists making sense, like all life, of ups and downs, by supervising the creation and creating new again and again. He has the desire for new things, and the infinity cares for the creatures with his divine instances through the world. He gives the highest what he possesses to the creatures only at the end, with the equivalent unification, since they would otherwise always moon over there, would want to live only near to there, and could not concentrate any more on the world. The karma and reincarnation doctrine are cruel, since they negate the forgiving and the boundless love of L, respectively forced into the repetition of life. That does not mean that one is not to exert oneself, but the inheritance of parents, for example, determines one whether one wants or not. The sentence "everything is impermanent" denies the eternity of L. In addition, the done cannot be undone. L has an infinite potential which creates what has not been before, also the evil as antipode to the good. The self of all natures is the core of their references. The self and the I of Lanoue are empty. Man does not know everything, but because he would have forgotten it, but because he must only acquire the knowledge still in the world. There also the nerving Aum and Om do not help. Since our world is finite, also not all is divisible. From the esoteric theories of the book one may hold what one wants. They do not explain the infinity. I cannot and do not want here to defer to all theories of the book, but they do not seem healthy to me. They are in no case enough for a lifelong study and are not big.